Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante along with T. Frank Carr. That means it's time for T. Frank's Take. This week, we are going to be talking about a 2022 class member. That is Caden Saunders, very exciting wide receiver. But before we do that, T. Frank, I got to remember, we got to get a winner for the Ask Greg segment. And that is Larry from Chambersburg. Larry, we will be getting in touch with you with your barbecue prize package. T. Frank.
Congrats, Larry.
Yeah, how about it? And welcome back, T. Frank, off for a week on assignment and now back with us.
Yeah, got a little bit of a tan, got a little bit of sun poisoning, but we're all good. I did not burn in the desert, so it was perfect.
Well, glad to hear it. Glad you were able to make it out of the desert and back with us. As I said, we love having your take on things. It's these great scouting reports. And to our listeners, if you want to see T. Frank's videos, it's on the For the Bloggy. That's For the Bloggy YouTube channel. T. Frank has some great stuff out there. We take advantage of that. In our segments with T. Frank's Take here, we take some of those segments. We talk about them here, but I highly recommend you go there, watch the videos, watch what T. Frank has to offer. You won't regret it if you're a Penn State football fan. All right, T. Frank, we've got Caden Saunders to talk about. He's been blowing up on the camp circuit. A lot of positive reviews. What is it you saw with Caden Saunders?
It's an extension of what I saw from him the first time around his sophomore film, is that he's just a phenomenal playmaker. You know, guys can have speed, and then there's difference-making speed. Caden Saunders has difference-making speed. I wasn't really surprised when he timed 4.31 at a camp this offseason. So that's legitimate tape speed, and he's a good deep threat. So it's not just that he runs in a linear way. He's a receiver where he's able to set up defensive backs and make them wrong on a lot of plays and then gain separation. He creates separation down the field. His body type to me is interesting, where you can have short, stocky guys that are 5'11", and then you can have like lankier guys that are 5'11", got long legs where he eats up a lot of ground. So vertical threat is the first thing you see from Caden Saunders, and that's what you've seen on the camp circuit, is nobody can keep up with him. He's so explosive. He's so fast. He forces you to make decisions as a defensive back that he can just make you wrong in the next instant because he plants and he goes. Those are all translatable skills at some of the highest level for Caden Saunders. So, you know, from that perspective, he's everything he's been build up and building to since Penn State offered him a year and a half ago.
And there was one tape that's been going around that many of us have seen, where he was up against Keenan Nelson, another Penn State recruit. Wiggle released, beat him at the line of scrimmage, was ready to beat him deep. The play call was for him to come back. He literally beat the kid, a four-star cornerback, twice on the same play.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about with the vertical speed. And on tape, he also plays defensive back. So the thing that I was most surprised when I got into the tape on Caden Saunders is the diversity of ways he was used. He was a starting corner. He was always in press coverage, or almost always in press coverage, and played at the line of scrimmage well. So that tells me he understands releases. He understands how to jam and how to get off jams. And you saw that on film there in that up close that you saw at the camp. And he also played special teams. Like he was his team's punter. So he's the punter, he's the kick returner, he's the starting receiver, defensive back. He does everything. And to me, that speaks to a certain level of football intelligence where you can put a lot on his plate. Because he, as I talked about earlier, he's a good receiver. He understands the positional mandates what he's supposed to do, but he also has an awareness about football when you watch him on film. He's a really smart player, so he takes all of his skills and he uses them properly. So that's what makes him a four-star, bordering on five-star, bordering on top 100 recruit, is that not only does he have these skills, because you've seen guys that are just big and fast and strong, he properly applies the right techniques at the right times to be an effective football player, and that's a really exciting thing.
Can you speak to something for me? At 4.31 speed, that's obviously difference-making kind of speed. And when you see a guy like that, you often think, especially at the high school level, he's just going to beat people deep, use that pure speed. What about his ability to get separation? I saw that a few times and was impressed with that.
So his movement skills are different than I was expecting. And I'll put it that way because he is a little more linear than I was thinking, but it's super effective. So he is good in the short area making people miss, but it's through efficiency. So he's not a guy that is going to be making six people miss in order to get 7 yards. He's going to make two or three people miss, maximize the yards underneath. And I think that's a really valuable skill in a guy that, again, is a mature football player. If there's one area that I think he needs to improve on, and that we've seen this offseason with his camp circuits and his performance and these individual drills, is on film from his junior year, which, remember, is getting towards a year old now, which is a long time in the development of a 17, 18-year-old, he's not super explosive in the short area. He's not a twitchy sort of slot receiver that you're going to use on jet sweeps and end rounds and things like that, where he's going to make six guys miss. He's a downfield threat. He's a guy that I think is going to make most of his plays in a vertical sense, but he can make people miss, and he does a very good job with the ball in his hands after the catch. But one area that I want to see him improve, and I think he will, and we're seeing it already, is breaking tackles and being a little bit more explosive. Some guys, they have that fluid movement skill. They're never going to be the super twitchy guys, and that's fine as long as the production is there. And you do see that with Caden Saunders. You do see him make people miss with elusiveness. Maybe he doesn't stop on a dime, give you that sort of like explosive wow stuff, but he gives you the wow stuff other places. And I do think with added muscle and added strength, those areas will improve to the point where that's also a strength of his. So really, when you're looking at his speed and his athleticism profile, I think you're getting a complete player in that perspective. It's just going to be about the growth and development that all these young players do over time. I don't have any doubt that he's going to be a dynamic threat in every sense by the time he gets to Penn State.
Do you actually see him more as an outside guy than a slot guy?
I see him as both, actually. So initially, I think he can come in and play that slot position and give you that vertical threat that Penn State has been looking for and they like to have down the field that really opens up a lot of stuff for the quarterback run game and for the running game in general, especially from the slot where they have, you know, super athletic tight ends. They have these speedy receivers, but because he's got that long speed and because he's close enough to 6 feet, I think he can play inside or outside. Jahan Dotson started as a slot receiver, moved to the boundary, and had a career year last year as an outside threat. You have enough of those skills with Caden Saunders where he's a good vertical leaper. He does good work at the catch point. There are no weaknesses really in his game. I think there are no below average areas where I would be concerned. It's just about making all of those areas that are either slightly above average or maybe rank average above average once you add on the maturity and development that his physical side is going to catch up to with his speed and his positional skills. So to me, if you project in the future, he's not going to be a dominant 6'2" monster sort of guy, but he can be a number one boundary receiver and give you a threat inside or out. I don't think that there's any sort of limitation when it comes to his positional flexibility at the next level.
And you talk about him getting bigger and stronger physically, and we sometimes forget when we're watching these videos, they're a junior in high school. There's still a lot of development time to come for them, and strength and bulking up some is one of those areas that's fixable. But looking at his frame, seeing his body, sometimes you look at a guy, and it's obvious, they're 6'6", 210-pound defensive end, and you say, wow, that's a body that could carry 30 or 40 more pounds
Sure.
Without affecting his athleticism. Do you see that kind of thing? I'm not asking him to put on 40 pounds, but does he have the body, the frame, to put on that weight to get the strength that he needs?
Enough. I think he can get to being functionally strong, but he's not going to be Parker Washington, for example, a guy who's super thick through the lower half and has that explosive twitchiness that I'm talking about. If you want a good comparison between the two, Parker Washington is phenomenal in the short area, a lot of it because he can break tackles and he's got that sort of low center of gravity, almost like a running back. Caden Saunders is more linear. I don't know that he has the frame to be 200 pounds, for example. Like but functional strength is not something that is unattainable for him. I think it's very attainable. So it's also about what are you doing with your skills on the football field, and I think that's the important thing when you look at players that maybe we would consider undersized, is that they don't have to play undersized. And that's his play at the catch point, his ability to make people miss, I think all lends itself to making me feel confident he can do whatever he decides to do. But looking at his frame, I don't know that he's going to be 5'11", 205 or anything like that. I think 190 seems like a reasonable place, 190, 195, somewhere in there, where his frame is filled out, but he doesn't seem to me like, or nor does he need to be, a guy that is, 200 plus pounds and is a power player. Everything he does is speed, and it's built off of that, and accentuating that with strength is the important part, not necessarily becoming a Julio Jones type where he's just the monster on the field. I don't think that's necessary.
A week ago in our segment with Ross Tucker, we were looking at the 2021 class and commits, and we were looking at the defensive backs. And watching this as a layperson, I saw the other guys, and then I saw Kalen King's tape, and I went, that's a kid ready to play right away at the next level. You watch Caden Saunders. I know it was only a junior tape, not the senior tape. Do you watch him and say, wow, that's a kid who's going to come in as a freshman and play right away?
In a similar sense, it's a position that lends itself to that as well. So yes, I do. I think that my comparison for him is KJ Hamler. He's a taller version of KJ Hamler, which is why I think he can play outside, because KJ Hamler was similar in that he had a long stride for his frame and had that explosive vertical speed, which we saw. It translated immediately, and this is a similar player, so I think the translation is immediate in a specific role, and then whatever else he does between now and then is going to determine, how big the role is. But I don't foresee any reason he couldn't be an immediate contributor.
I think we would all take a KJ Hamler type. That is it for our show. Thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you come back again on the next Keystone Kickoff Show.
Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.